96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. From Wall Street to the gridiron and in the news, we get you caught up on what's happening for Howard University. President Dr. Wayne Frederick joins me now in studio, and the lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR, or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Dr. Frederick, good to see you. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Thanks for having me. A
busy start to the new year. Let's talk about some news, first of all. As you are well aware, Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions on Capitol Hill going through confirmation hearings for U.S. Attorney General. Howard University students were protesting, among many others, and several students were arrested, including the student chapter president of the NAACP. When you see Howard University students standing up and taking this kind of social action, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, it's what we expect of our students, and we certainly stand in support of their right to protest and for them to do so in the right ways. And I think this is exactly what is in our DNA, and it's something that we have to fully support. I've heard about the arrest. We've been checking with the Capitol Police Department on the welfare of the students. My intent after the show is to go down there as well, just to ensure that they all get back to campus safely. But I'm definitely supportive of their right to protest. The other thing is that I think is important is that it's one thing to protest. It's another thing to make sure that you're taking the rightful, decisive actions to bring about change. And I think that that's the other thing that separates our students. They don't just protest, but these are young men and women who are here getting a quality education and planning to turn that into opportunities and vehicles to bring about major social change. And that's why they're here. That's why Howard University is here, getting ready to celebrate our 150th year. And we have to continue to create the opportunities and the avenues for students to do exactly what they did today.
What are you going to say to them when you see them tonight? To be quite honest, I'm thinking as a student participating in that kind of action and probably not expecting my university president to show up when I'm released. I can't imagine the surprise and pride that I would feel. But what are you going to tell them?
You know, that first, you know, how make sure that their welfare is my first priority. You know, are they okay, both physically and emotionally? I mean, even though you may protest and expect to be arrested if it hasn't happened to you before, it still is a different type of experience. And so my first, you know, question and engagement with them would be about their welfare and well-being. You know, and then from there, I'll express, you know, that I'm proud that they decided to take a stand, as long as they continue to stand for the right things and as long as they don't stand in one place, right? They took a stand today, or they sat in defiance today. But tomorrow they have to be out and about moving their minds and then ultimately moving their feet to bring about the type of social change that they want to see. So they can protest what someone may stand for in a confirmation hearing, but ultimately, if they want a more complete and comprehensive society, they also have to make sure that they're exercising their minds to the maximum capacity in the classroom so that they can go ahead and put laws on the books and create a different circumstance for the people. One of them, for that matter, could become a future attorney general. Mm-hmm. and have a confirmation hearing in which, you know, nobody protests because they're just so good and so right for the job.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I'm talking to Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick about all things Howard University, the community, and beyond. Give us a call if you have a comment or question for Dr. Frederick. President Obama's goodbye speeches, farewell speeches scheduled for a few hours from now. What would you hope to hear from the president tonight?
You know, I'm always amazed at how history always delivers us some irony. So on the day that you have Jeff Sessions' confirmation hearing, you have the unprecedented circumstance in which Senator Cory Booker testifying against another sitting senator. You have Howard students being arrested for that. You have the first African-American president of the United States giving his farewell speech. I mean, these are, you know, you live these days, but just think about 50 years from now when someone says, what was the significance of January 10th, 2017? You know, I mean, so much has happened in one day. And I think, again, a fitting way to end the day, I'm hoping to hear from him, not just simply what he has done and accomplished. And I think that, you know, there's a fair record there as well, right? We've taken a major step towards universal health care. And as a physician myself, I think that's important for us to do. He's done several things around climate change that I think are very important. His engagement with the rest of the world, he's taken a different path. Some people may argue, probably not one that has been helpful, but nevertheless, he definitely has struck out on his own in terms of how he wanted to see that done. And also made some significant appointments within his staff. Having said all of that, though, the highlight of what I hope he talks about is where he started, the hope that he brought to the presidency, that he lets especially the younger folks in the nation know that that hope does not end with his presidency, and that it is a relay race. It is the passing of a baton that has to continue, and they have a responsibility to pick it up. So while for 8 years he toiled and did what he had to do to try to advance some of the things that he was passionate about, I hope that regardless of the political persuasion of anyone listening, that they would recognize that they have to you know, do the same and pick up the baton. The second thing I hope that he emphasizes, and it's a difficult needle to thread, is the grace with which he has conducted himself and the dignity in the face of all sorts of opposition. He has been fairly unflappable. He's you know, tried to meet that with a certain grace and dignity that I think we all as Americans can be proud of in terms of the manner in which he conducted himself under fire, under constant pressure and opposition. And I think that that's something that I hope he would also, you know, celebrate in a gracious way tonight, because I think there's a lot for all of us as Americans to learn from.
You know, the Urban League came out with its report on the presidency. They gave him an overall grade of excellent. The highest grade would have been superior. And as you just mentioned, he did a lot of good things based on this report card. Other things, not so much. They were particularly critical, of course, that he did not pick an African-American woman for the Supreme Court, having three opportunities. Of course, the Merrick Garland case or Merrick Garland nomination, of course, falling by the wayside. Also, he said that they went on to say that he was not as supportive of HBCUs as he could have been. And, of course, his record as it relates to, you know, foreign relations and the like were somewhat questionable. Your thoughts about that?
You know, the presidency is difficult, as is.
Even though you get free housing and a free car, right?
Yeah. it's difficult. You're trying to please, you know, many different constituencies. There's so much politics involved. You've got a Congress and a Senate to work with. You know, having said that, I mean, even within the achievements, you know, I think having an Affordable Care Act without tort reform probably missed the mark, to be quite honest. I don't share the criticism of the president's approach with HBCUs. I have to be honest with you. I think, again, that's been a tough needle to thread. We have a disproportionate number of students who have significant expenses and very low income. And in terms of facilities, et cetera. It's a very complicated problem, and it's not just a financial issue. And in some circumstances, when I listen to the conversation, people, it almost sounds as if he just gave more money to HBCUs, people would have then said he did a good thing. But I think you have to have a more comprehensive approach. These institutions have to thrive and be viable for a long period of time. Money is just one aspect of that. We have to have the right types of leadership. We have to have the right types of student support, the faculty support. I mean, there's a lot more that goes into it. And then for the 107 of us, we have to collaborate more. We all can't be islands unto ourselves doing things. So I also think, you know, there's some middle ground there with respect to some of the other policies that or other things that people may criticize him for. I think it's, I mean, it's a very complicated job. When he was here for commencement, that was one of the things that we shared, you know, that these jobs are difficult, and the microcosm that you're in, the constant fishbowl attention for every decision, everything you say, is tough. And I think in 8 years, to ask someone to completely change the country by themselves with an opposition from Congress is really difficult. So I would say still, even with those demerits, as the Urban League has outlined, I still think that he has made a really good effort and has been supportive. And in my conversation about HBCUs, he's a big supporter. He recognizes what happens in these institutions. He recognizes that although we account for 3% of the student population, 3% of the institutions and the higher ed institutions in the country, we account for some 30-something percent of African-Americans who get bachelor's degrees in this country in STEM disciplines, as an example. You know, the schools that send more African-Americans to medical school, Howard is number one, Xavier number two. Any category you look at, HBCUs really are helping diversify fields. So I do feel strongly that he understands the importance despite the difficulties.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are sitting down with Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick. If you have a question or a comment for Dr. Frederick, please give us a call. On the other side, we're going to talk about some football, Bison football, big changes for the gridiron for Howard University. Also, what's going on Wall Street? What does that have to do with Howard University? And also celebrating 150 years, that and much more in just a bit. So stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds. Stay with us.
The Howard University.